Good evening. Welcome to this evening's edition of the Rich Urban Show. I am your host, Rich Urban, coming from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the unification principle point of view. Tonight's episode is on, is cohabitation a good way to prepare for marriage? Let's dive into this article by Brad Wilcox and Elise L. Haig. Perspective. Cohabitation doesn't help your odds of marital success. As Taylor Swift and lover Joe Alwyn learned, in most cases, living together hurts your odds. So here they talk about how Taylor Swift broke up with her six-year boyfriend who she was living with. So like a lot of cohabiting couples find out, that's not a good way to prepare for marriage. And there are many, many statistics to back that up. In fact, an estimated 70% of couples today will cohabit before tying the knot. Pew Research found that 58% of white evangelicals believe that cohabitation is morally acceptable if a couple plans to marry. Say what? Really? So a lot of people think you should try before you buy or something like that. And even people are not even, but many people who consider themselves well-educated still think they should cohabit first. Well, they're not well-educated on cohabitation. Having a low commitment option available means that many couples move in too quickly without establishing the kind of jointly committed love that is the foundation of a good marriage. So people who cohabit with their spouse are 25% chance of divorce compared to did not cohabit with spouse, 20%. Still not that great, but a higher chance of divorce. And it really kind of makes a lot of sense when you think about it. I'm not going to read this whole article, but I'll link to it in the below the podcaster. I'll have the link for this article. In fact, according to this new IFS report, the risk of marital failure is especially high today for married men and women moved in together without an engagement. Those who slid into cohabitation before getting engaged were markedly more likely to end up divorced or separated. 34% if they cohabit before, but if not, 23%. Now that says we moved in after engagement. That's still wrong, but anyway, I guess it improved the chances of breaking up. So apparently, there is very little taboo, if any, now about sliding into living with someone or having sex with them. And that really is a shame. That's something that pastors, parents, really, schools should emphasize that it's a bad idea because it doesn't work. So here we have like Steve Harvey talking about it. Here's a guy who has had three marriages. And guess what he tells his daughters? Hey, be like me. Just shack up with some guy. No, he tells them don't. Get married first because he's had bad luck with that. And I guess Taylor Swift maybe still give her daughters the same advice and sons in the future, we hope. So I want to also, in the next segment, talk a little about a more internal perspective on this. So as our show intro says, we want to get the unification principle point of view. Unification principle are the teachings revealed by Reverend Sun Myung Moon and brought forth by the unification movement. So we talk about a couple of things I want to bring up in the unification principle in the first part called the principle of creation. God's plan, of course, that is paramount. What is God's plan? We're created beings. We didn't create ourselves. Hello, anybody in the audience who created themselves, raise your hand, please. Nobody created themselves. So we're all created beings. Even if you didn't believe in God, you'd have to believe you're created by your parents. But of course, really you're created by God and, you know, through your parents. So here's the God's first blessing. The three blessings come from Genesis 1:28. Be fruitful, meaning perfect yourself. Multiply, meaning, of course, multiplication of children. and have dominion over creation. So be fruitful means that you're, as this slide here shows in the unification principle, and again, I'll link below the podcast, that your mind and body should be united, centered on God to become a perfected individual. So the most important thing, as we point out at the site that is part of Urban Life Training that has been created for those who want to find a marriage partner and not have sex before marriage, it's called unionstation.love. We say that, and it's emphasized that, you know, be the one to find the one. It's not like, you know, you're looking around, scrolling right, you know, this person. By the way, most of those profiles are fake anyway. And even if they're real, who knows what the person is or isn't. So many scams. But anyway, the point is, be the one to find the one. So perfect your own individual relationship with God and your own character. You know, you don't want to get in a relationship with a psychopath, do you? No, definitely not. And that's the thing about, you know, especially for women, it's allowed psychopathic men, you know, who are considered cool or hot or whatever, to have multiple women. And guess who's the big loser? Well, of course, both are losing. But, you know, in a sense, really bigger sense, it's the women. And that's really a tragic thing. So God's first blessing, individual perfection. God's second blessing, family perfection. So we see God and a perfected Adam or perfected husband, perfected Eve or a perfected wife. And they'll unite center on God, which is, of course, what we call marriage, or in the unification movement we call blessed marriage. And they'll have children. This is called the four-position foundation for obvious reasons, because there are four positions: God, Adam, Eve, and children. In order to fulfill God's second blessing, individually perfect Adam and Eve by joining and loving oneness as husband and wife, raising children, should have constructed a God-centered four-position foundation in their family. A family or society that has formed the four-position foundation in line with God's ideal is patterned after the image of a perfect individual. It thus becomes a substantial object partner to the individual who lives in oneness with God. Consequently, it also becomes a substantial object partner to God. God's third blessing, perfection of dominion. So, centered on God, human beings love the natural world and take care of it. And that creates, you know, a perfected universe, a perfected world. The meaning of God's third blessing is perfection of a human being's dominion over the natural world. To fulfill this blessing, human beings and the natural world should become completely one, thereby establishing a God-centered four-position foundation of dominion. And of course, this will return joy to God. I'd also like to point you to the second presentation on the unification principle called The Human Fall. That's chapter 2 of the unification principle. So since God created this beautiful ideal of the family, what went wrong? We know there's this being called Satan, the perpetrator of evil. But where did this Satan come from? What was the root of sin? What is the fall of man? Christians traditionally say it's some kind of vague fruit. But the unification principle clearly says that it's a symbolic fruit, not the fruit of an actual tree. So what would be so tempting that Adam and Eve would be tempted to fall? Just an apple? They have plenty to eat. Well, we have a clue. After they ate this fruit, they covered their lower parts, indicating that this was a sexual sin. Of course, there's a lot more details to this, and you'll find them out by studying the fall of man at the link below this podcast. So you see that the fall of man had to do with perfected Adam. Perfected Adam was symbolized by tree of life and Eve by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And this was not just a snake that tempted them. This was a symbolic of a spiritual being, because this snake conversed with the people and knew the will of God. It caused the human fall. So we see here that actually the angel fell as a result of an illicit sexual relationship. So this gives even more, and of course, just, you know, you can study this to see the whole lecture. And I'll be actually releasing these lectures in a podcast series to make it easier to listen to while you're driving around or whatever you're doing. And remember, Jesus said in John 8:44, "You are of your father the devil and wills to do your father's desires." Well, how would the devil be our father? The only way that is if there was some kind of blood relationship. Jesus said in John 8:44, "You are of your father the devil and your will is to do your father's desires." Since the devil is identified as Satan in Revelation 12:9, we can assert that human beings are descendants of Satan, the ancient serpent who tempted human beings. So I do urge you to, you know, further study these materials. I'd like to point you to two really good resources as we conclude. One is UrbanLifeTraining.org. This is a nonprofit my wife and I founded in 2003. We raise youth leaders to model and teach about the benefits of sexual abstinence, preparation for marriage, and successful family formation. That's the mission. The mission is carried out by local chapters. So, for instance, a chapter is forming here in Berkeley and Jefferson Counties, West Virginia. If you'd like to help, contact us. You can form a chapter in your own area. You can also become a member as a school, as a parent, as an individual, and gain access to all of the great materials that we have on our website. And you can see them here. It's only $49 a year, and you can support our mission. You get relationship intelligence slides, videos, activities, video clips for discussion, peer counseling, video clips and scripts, presenter training recordings, STAR Interfaith Leadership Training 10-week program, which is a great program. All of those are included in your membership. Plus, check out our many articles and newsletters. Find out about Urban Life Training chapters, how you can form a chapter in your local community or on your local campus. If you're a college student, you can form a chapter as a chartered organization at your college or university. Check out our newsletters. Also, check out our many, many articles, videos, and resources. Also, resources on sexual ethics, vaccines, and many, many other topics. Our sister site is unionstation.love. Find your eternal match. Be the one, find the one. So here, those who are abstinent before marriage can find their eternal match. You'll be able to learn from the blessing preparation course and prepare to become a blessed family. This is for those who either are staying sexually abstinent or who have returned to sexual abstinence. So this is a purpose-driven and purposeful way to find your eternal match. And everyone is verified. They're real people. There's no fake stuff. So, and you'll have a meaningful process and being able to find your eternal match. These are the topics. Some of the topics covered are man and woman are God's masterpieces. You have to know the value of the blessing. Also, the human fall and principle of creation, which we just mentioned. Relationship intelligence, the family pledge, the family root and absolute sexual ethics, and steps for practically becoming a blessed couple. So we highly encourage you to check out this approach to finding your eternal match. In conclusion, is cohabitation a good way to prepare for marriage? No! Don't do it. If you are cohabiting and you're serious about getting married, then move out. The only exception I would think or would suggest is if you already have children, you effectively are a married couple. I mean, some states would consider you legally married. So, I mean, in that case, what you could do is apply for our blessing preparation course you will go through at some point a 40-day period of sexual abstinence with your spouse, your mate, but then you can become a blessed couple. And of course, you should get legally married as part of that whole process. But in general, though, if you're don't have children, then I would highly urge you to move out. If that breaks your relationship, so be it. It wasn't a very good one anyway. So yeah, I mean, this is just the most mind-bending thing to think that so many people think it's good to live together when it's absolutely not. So we emphasize, as I've said in many different videos, the success formula when you're younger, you know, of course, to graduate from high school, don't have children until you're married. And generally, you know, you're going to be at least 21 years old and get a full-time job. If you follow those things, there's very little chance that your children will live in poverty. But if you don't, like 2%, if you don't follow any of those things, there's like an 80% chance. So, yeah, it's really simple, but our whole society is emphasizing the wrong thing. So it's really about finding your eternal match. It's really about you preparing yourself. And then it'll help if you join some practical, take some practical steps like joining unionstation.love and, you know, practicing abstinence yourself or returning to abstinence if you should have not been absent up to this point. So I hope you find this helpful. I'll link the resources below. Again, today's topic is cohabitation a good way to prepare for marriage? The answer is an unequivocal no. So please do tune in next week. I'm Richard Urban. Thank you for joining us today. Do be blessed, and we'll see you next time.